President Donald Trump's recent pardons of January 6, 2021 protesters who assaulted law enforcement officers at the U.S. Capitol have now become an issue in this state. In Wisconsin's Supreme Court contest this year, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
President Trump pardoned about 1,500 of the January 6th protesters last week. C-SPAN carried Trump's signing of the executive order as an aide spoke with the president.
Okay, and how many people is this?
I think this order will apply to approximately 1,500 people, sir.
So this is January 6th, and these are the hostages?
By hostages, Trump meant the people arrested and mostly tried and convicted of taking part in the riot at the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago. They attempted but failed to stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's defeat of Trump in the November 2020 presidential election. Last week's pardons included people who assaulted law enforcement officers during the riot. Trump's executive order has been very controversial, even among some Republican lawmakers. The controversy is also now part of the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court contest between Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. During a media call this week, the Schimmel campaign announced endorsements from the GOP members of the Wisconsin congressional delegation, and the candidate answered a few questions. In one reply, Schimmel refused to criticize the pardons of those who assaulted police on January 6th.
Presidents have the power to pardon. President Biden has issued pardons. President Trump has now issued pardons as he's come in. And presidents over history have done that. It's a power they have. I don't object to them utilizing that power.
Schimmel added that people who assaulted law enforcement on that day should have been prosecuted, but he says Washington, D.C. prosecutors overreached when handling the cases of some nonviolent protesters. Judge Crawford wasn't available for a comment, but a campaign spokesperson released a statement saying that Schimmel's support for violent criminals who attacked law enforcement is sickening. Also concerned about Schimmel's refusal to criticize the pardons is Harry Dunn. He's a former U.S. Capitol police officer who was on the job the day of the riot. Dunn took part in news conferences in Milwaukee and Madison Tuesday, held by groups supporting Crawford. Dunn blasted Schimmel.
It's insulting that anybody, let alone somebody seeking public office, would not have the decency to criticize assaulting law enforcement officers. I mean, how do you think that he's going to preside over the bench if he can't even say assaulting police officers is wrong?
Recently, the Schimmel campaign announced the endorsements of 52 current Wisconsin County sheriffs and 18 retired ones. The conservative also again mentioned endorsements from the Waukesha County Police Chiefs Association and Milwaukee Police Officers Union. Schimmel appears with some law enforcement in his first campaign commercial, touting his goals.
Helping Wisconsin's most vulnerable, stopping elder abuse, taking on human traffickers, putting pedophiles behind bars.
But with a failure to criticize the Trump pardons, former U.S. Capitol officer Dunn says Schimmel is being
hypocritical or staged or whatever word you want to use. It's not genuine. It's not authentic. Believe people's actions and what they're saying in their words, not some campaign stunt.
The April 1st Supreme Court election will again determine control of the court, as liberals currently have a 4-3 majority, but liberal Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. Conservatives are eager to be back in control and see Schimmel's candidacy as the way to get there. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.